picking for Husker.
Welcome back to the Green Country Kickoff Show here on Sports Talk, 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM, BartlesvilleRadio.com, the free downloadable Bartlesville Radio app. Evan Farbach, Tim Bart, Chris Revard with us for our final regular season Pick'em segment of the week. I think we've got enough teams in the playoffs, guys, that we can probably do this again next week.
Well, I think we have enough listeners out there that expect us to do this every week.
Why wouldn't we?
I'm going to be honest. I did not tally last week's points before we put the mic on.
Well, I tallied them. I think I was up by one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I tallied. I'm ahead of by two now.
Of course.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He was down by one last week, and now he's up by two.
I didn't miss a game last week.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. I did miss Colcourt, Oklahoma Union.
Yeah, you did.
7-1, and Oklahoma Union just.
I knew that Oklahoma Union would win that game.
I won that game. That's correct, right, Evan?
Sure. Yeah,
I picked
he did.
Oklahoma Union.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they not do this last year? Decided to kick in and
yes.
start playing?
And we talked about that.
I mean, they're
going to
win seven
year.
Games, man.
I mean, they won 32-7, and Colcourt was 7-1.
They're a good team. Every year. It's the same thing every year.
Now they're setting third.
Bart went 9-2 last week.
Yes, I did.
See. Revard went perfect through the high school games.
Huh? How about that?
Because he picked Adair over Dewey. So he went 10-1, so Revard is up by two now.
Look at that.
Ace is gone. It's remarkable how that pick changed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got 94, and Bart has 93 heading into week 10 here.
All right.
It's pretty good for 9 weeks.
That
I don't know how many games
right.
we've been picking.
Right.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad at all.
Crap y'all been giving me about not picking certain teams, but, 90% win average. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Well, when all you have to do is sit out in Western Oklahoma and study teams, and I mean, you ought to be pretty good at it.
Yeah.
A lot of fact. I've done a lot of homework this year.
All right, well, let's go ahead and we can start hopping into some of these picks here. Let's start with some of the 8-man clubs. It's interesting as we get into week 10. I know we mentioned this earlier in the program, but pretty much every team we cover across Osage, Washington, and Nowata County is either in or out. Now, we got some teams playing for seedings, obviously, but there's nobody that's, really, you can either make the playoffs and you're in, or you can't make it and you're completely out. So that's kind of the situation for a lot of these area clubs. Let's start with the Class B schools that we've got and 8-man football. Unfortunately, they've both fallen out of the playoffs. Let's start with Copan, South Coffeyville, the Hornets and Lions looking for their first district win of the year. They're at 1-8 Oaks Mission tonight. Copan, South Coffeyville at Oaks Mission. And I guess Coach Bart will go first since Coach Revard won last week.
Well, you got two teams. Oaks is 1-3 in the district. South Coffeyville, Copan, 0-4. So, I mean, here we go. It's, the thing about Oaks, their offense, at least the co-op can score some points. They've scored about 50 more points than Oaks has. So, in the game, even though it's at Oaks Mission, I'm going to pick the co-op to finish the year 4-6.
I like that Coach Bart is doing his research while sitting at his computer on the OSA website, looking at all the stats and all that good stuff like that. Like he studied it for years. Like he's gone and scouted every team.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking at Mike Tupa's EE, who did a great roundup yesterday.
Yeah.
Every team and the record last week and this week's. And
well, I think this game is a game that who doesn't want to win, because they have to drive all the way to Oaks. And is Oaks? Are we talking about the same Oaks that's down by Tahlequah?
Yes, sir.
That's a long way. That is a long way.
Next game we pick will be that one. It's not this game.
You know what? Just for fun, I'm going to take Oaks.
Oh, you hate those Copan people.
Yeah, boy.
They burned me a couple times this year, and I don't.
It's an hour and 15 minutes to Oaks, by the way, if you're wondering.
Hour and 50?
Oh, that's close when you live out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
just south of Kansas down there.
Little Kansas. That's a long way in a yellow dog.
Yeah.
Long way. I'm going to take Oaks just to go against Coach Bart.
Good, I like it.
All right, Copan for Coach Bart, Oaks for Rivard, and, you know, I was looking at the standings. Copan does have a chance to tie for that third spot, but I don't think they're going to make it. But they do.
Foyle beat Copan?
Yeah, but Foyle plays Regent Prep tonight, and if they lose,
they're going to lose by 15.
They would both be 1-3, but Copan's minus 60 on the
business. Yeah, that's the problem. So they could make
minus 30, but they'll be minus 60 after tonight.
Yeah, with, I know. Yeah.
Regent.
If they could beat Oaks by 15, and Foyle would lose by 15, you would not only have a three-way tie, you'd have a three-way tie with all those teams tied in points. And I'm going to be honest, I have no idea how they pick if that's what ends up happening. I don't know that for sure.
Well, ask our football coach. He'll know.
Well, I think it goes to points allowed after that to break the tie.
Or that probably wouldn't be good news for Copan South Carolina.
Or, you know what? Or they may do this. They may get all the head coaches together, and they may have a dance-off.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors or something.
I think it's a dance-off.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, at that point, I don't know what you do.
That might be more entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up while we talk.
Okay, so I guess that is – I stand corrected. It is maybe possible for them to squeak in, but, boy, like, a lot of things have to go right for the co-op tonight, Copan South Coffeyville. Let's go to Wesleyan Christian School, the other eight-man club, the Mustangs. They are at home against a winless Olive Club tonight. I kind of feel for Wesleyan Christian. That was a group that had a lot of seniors. They started off really hot. They were 3-1 to begin the year, but – they've lost four straight once district play began, and they're out the outside looking in, and now hopefully they can just get a win against Olive to finish up their seniors right tonight. But Coach Bart,
well, you got two last place teams, mm-hmm. two winless teams in the district. Olive, though, is coming in 0-9 and has only scored 42 points on the year. Whereas Wesleyan has actually scored 314 points. So they can score, but they've given up 400. But they can't stop anybody. So I think that's a great combination for Wesleyan Christian, who is playing at home tonight. So I'm going with Wesleyan Christian.
You know, they haven't won a game since they had the 2 weeks off. Remember, they had two consecutive weeks off, and they haven't won since. And they were 3-1 going into that point in time of the season and doing well. And now all of a sudden, bam, they had won a game. So, but they're going to win tonight. There's no doubt about it. They're going to flog them tonight. This game, you know, they may beat them by 50 at home in the season. Probably going to have a run rule. So, taking the Mustangs.
Both of you guys take Wesleyan Christian School. That crosses off Class B clubs across the area. Let's go to Class A team that's really come on strong of late, Oklahoma Union, trying to grab its seventh win of the year. They're at 2-6. Fairland, Oklahoma Union pretty much clobbered a seven-win Colcord last night. Cougars have a chance to get up into the top three of their district in Class A. That would be Class A 4, I do believe. Nope, that's incorrect.
Yeah, no,
it's Class A 6. Yeah, Class A 6.
They are in third right now.
Yeah, and they've got Colcord and Quapaw right behind them. Oklahoma Union, because the points will be in no matter what, there is a chance you could get a tie between those teams. But Cougars will be in regardless of what they do tonight, and they are at Fairland, Coach Bart.
I'm going with OU. I think Oklahoma Union, like we said, you know, a year ago, they got fired about this time of the year, and they're going, you know, 6-3. They'll be 7-3 going to the playoffs. I think they win this game easily.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They're going to win. I mean, we've been talking about that for 2 years now. How Oklahoma Union, the last half of the season, you know, those kids come on. Coach doing a heck of a job, and you know they. They're doing well. Now, my question is, do they match up with Pawhuska or Pawnee next week?
Coach, I don't know that for sure.
I do not know how that goes.
I'm thinking that they do. That's matter of fact, I know they do, because that's the same district that Rejoice is in, and Pawhuska played Rejoice last year.
I think you might be right.
They played them in the first round of the playoffs, so they do. That's what kind of stinks is – you know, Oklahoma Union is going to have to either play Pawhuska or Pawnee, one of the two.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, I think that the loser of that Bahuska-Pawnee game is likely to get Oklahoma Union in the first round.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I think Oklahoma Union, just by looking at it, might be able to compete against Pawnee, maybe. Right. You know, I mean, Pawnee, they were really close to Barnsdall, really close to Hominy, Pawnee was. I would put Oklahoma Union, you know, at the same kind of level as them, although Bahuska clobbered him pretty good, but that was earlier in the season. But it's hard to say. Hard to say for sure.
Yeah, that's true. And it's week 11. You never know.
That's exactly right. So you guys both take Oklahoma Union in that Class A matchup. Let's go ahead and, let's get this one out of the way. Big one tonight right here on 99.1 FM KPGM. Going to be one of the biggest games across the area, really the entire state tonight. Bahuska against Pawnee. Two undefeated teams from Ormond Beach Stadium in Bahuska. The winner will take home Class A District 5. Championship. Probably got an inside track toward a gold ball, perhaps. Both those teams 9-0. Pawnee won this game at home last year 44-18. Bahuska has it at home this year. Bahuska and Pawnee, Coach Bart.
I'm going with the Huskies. Partly because it is at Bahuska. I think that definitely gives them an edge. But, you know, when you look at the, you got two really good offensive teams and defensive teams. I mean, I know we've talked about Bahuska. You know, they scored almost 500 points this year on offense. But they lead the district in points allowed. They've only given up 77 points this year. So they're doing it on both sides of the ball. So I think this is one of this should have been one of the top 10 games in the state this week. And definitely in our area, it's the top game of the week. And this is about pride. They're both, you know, They're going to go in at one or two. They're going to draw the three or four. But so this is definitely pride in to complete an undefeated season. So I'm going with the Huskies.
Yeah, I was talking to one of Huskies' coaches the other day, and we were talking about this game, and he was telling me that the key to this game for Huskies is to be able to handle Pawnee up front. He said Pawnee's they're big and they're physical up front. But they're not near as athletic as what Pawnee is, and that's no surprise. We've talked about that all season, how athletic the Pawnee Huskies are. And so definitely taking Pawnee tonight. You know, they're good. They're playing at home. They're going to be excited. They're coming off of a week last week where they were off, so it might take them a series or two to get back into flow, maybe. But Coach Hennessy is such a great football coach. He's kept them in rhythm. He knows what he's doing, so – it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to watch. But, you know, I think in the end, Puska's liable to beat them by two touchdowns.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wow. Puska.
Good.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to read up on this stupid three-way tie point
thing. You know, it says lot. You got to define what a lot is.
A lot?
Yeah.
Read it to me.
It says if three or more teams. If the tie cannot be broken in the criterion paragraph above, which is the points, the highest available position in the district standing shall be determined by a lot. After a lot has been decided, the highest available position in district standings when three teams are tied in marginal points, the next highest available will go to the team that won over
the other one.
The head-to-head, basically.
Right.
But they keep saying lot, L-O-T.
I don't have
Isn't
any idea.
Funny?
I don't know.
I'm not smart
Maybe
enough.
Somebody needs to call in and tell us.
Yeah, that's exactly
somebody
right.
Somebody call in and tell us.
Clearly, we don't know what the heck we're talking about.
Is. No.
Let's go to Class 2A, Caney Valley. The Trojans trying to pick up their first win of the year. They're at Victory Christian. Now, that doesn't sound very good, but Victory Christian's only 2-7 this season, so Caney Valley came a little bit closer last week. Caney Valley at Victory Christian tonight, Coach Bart.
Well, I'm sad to say it, but Victory Christian is going to win this game. I mean, Caney Valley, I believe we're going to see them get a little better the next couple of years, but they're just not ready yet. And, you know, they're going to go winless this year, which breaks my heart. But, you know, they've only scored 65 points all year. So I don't see them winning this game tonight.
Yeah, they're, you know, we've talked about it all year. They're playing with much young kids, and let those kids play this last game, have fun, and and really look at the successes of the season that are within the game for them. And those kids are going to come back out next year, and they're going to win. They're a good club. I've seen them. Those kids are just playing as freshmen, way, way young. So they're going to grow and get better. So they're not going to win tonight, but, they've battled hard all season and competed. That's the biggest thing. So, I'm proud of those kids.
So you guys both
stay hooked up and motivated. And as a coach, your hardest thing, I mean, you're trying to keep these athletes, motivated to play and upbeat, and we're 0-9, last game of the year, let's get one. And so, that's hard as a coach to try to do that, but you got to do it, and you got to play all 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
32-6, by the way, last week. Caney Valley lost to Morris. That was one of their closer games. In fact, it was by far their closest game this year, except for that Liberty loss, which, of course, still kind of stings if you're Caney Valley. But anyway, guys, both
the last game of the year, he had to bring it up.
What?
Liberty? Another good game in this district this week is Beggs and Sperry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one.
Could be a really entertaining game. Beggs really, they went over and played Shiloh Christian, which is a nationally known program. So that's their only blemish. But you're talking about two really good teams, and that could be a fun game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Beggs is way, way athletic, and Sperry is way, way physical. So
Liberty has not won another game in Class A, by the way, if you were wondering. I was curious.
So I looked it up. He just can't leave it alone.
He just can't leave it alone.
I apologize to all Trojan listeners out there that Evan just keeps bringing it up. Just keeps sticking the dagger in.
I found that to be one of the more interesting games of the year. I wish it would have gone the other way, but I was curious to see if Liberty had knocked somebody off, and that they haven't. So anyway. Let's go ahead and let's go with Dewey as we continue on in Class 2A. The Doggers looking for their 7th win in the regular season for the first time in more than a decade as they travel to Morris tonight. Dewey at
who
Morris.
Who's the last coach to win more than 7 games there?
Regular season games.
Yeah, regular season
games. Oh, okay.
Games,
yeah.
All right.
We won more than that.
Trying to give Coach Rivard some love there, and he didn't take it. So,
no.
You know what's weird about this Dewey team is, they've actually given up more points than they've scored, but they've scored a ton of points.
Same thing last night, Coach Bart, and I was surprised.
Me too. They scored 262, but they've given up 286.
I know it.
They're still guaranteed to get third in that league.
Right.
And get the playoffs, and that means they're probably, if they're getting third, they're going to draw a second-place team somewhere else.
They're playing Adair.
Played them once.
Yeah,
that's not good. But still, finish 7-3 regular season. It's great confidence going into next year. And with that being said, Dewey, the Bulldoggers are going to get a W tonight.
Yeah, congratulations, Coach Turner and his staff and those kids. Turn it around like they did, and him going and getting those kids out, that just shows his character and what kind of coach he is. But, they're going to beat Morris tonight, and I think they got a legitimate shot against Adair. They've got to go to Adair. Everybody knows, Adair's a good team. But they've already played them once, and the kids felt like, they had a chance to win the game. So that's a big part of it. And the kids want to play Adair, so it's going to be exciting. 7-3, congratulations to them, and glad to see it back.
Let's go with Nowata next as the Ironmen take on Wyandotte. Interesting ball game. Nowata trying to take home third place in that district. Man, the Ironmen, they're going to have to play Sperry or Beggs in the first round of the playoffs, regardless of what they do tonight, which is unfortunate for Nowata and as good of a season as they've had. But the haves and have-nots have a pretty big difference in Class 2A, especially in those couple districts. But anyway, Nowata at home against Wyandotte, trying to decide that third-place spot in 2A4. Coach Barr.
Hey, the way Nowata started and coming off last year, and everyone knows that they were going to be really young. And if they can win this game. So these are two very similar teams, same record coming in, same as far as points scored and points allowed, they're the same thing. I mean, they're just dead equal. Since it's at Nolan, I'm taking the Ironmen. But to me, if they finish 5-5, that's been a win. That's been a great season for them and gives them some confidence, you know, into next year. Because, you know, this is a school that traditionally has, you know, they've been to some state tournaments and been to deep into the playoffs. So, you know, they know how to win, and the community is really supportive of them. And I think since they're playing at home, I think they beat Wyandotte.
Well, the difference in a week 10 game and for a school like Nowata and school like, say, Chelsea, is Nowata knows they're going to play again next week. And Chelsea, they're checking it in. You know, they're going home. So
why are we talking about Chelsea?
Well, I'm just looking. They're at the bottom of the bracket. So I'm just putting them out there. They can't play.
I thought you thought they were playing.
No.
Talk about Wyandotte.
No.
No, I get you.
Wyandotte's going to play again next week, too. So
probably,
You know, some kids are going – they're going to check their stuff in tonight, and they're going on to basketball. And they're going to play again next week. So, you know, that's – if you would have told me they were going to make the playoffs at the – you know, after the first couple games of the season, I said, that's not happening. Maybe next year. And a lot of credit to Coach Messner and his staff and those kids. They've fought all season and got some confidence. So, good for the Ironmen. The Ironmen play at home tonight, going to win week 10. Going to get that third spot, probably going to play Beggs, but who cares at that point in time?
Yep. So you guys both go with the Ironmen in 2A District 4. So let's move up to our bigger schools here and Bartlesville High. Bruins trying to wrap things up with a victory against Shawnee. Talked about it earlier in the program. Bartlesville, with a win tonight, could still force a three-way tie in 6A District 2 for that fourth spot. But because the Bruins are so far behind in points, they will not have a chance to catch a Sepulpa or even Ponca City if they had just not allowed another touchdown or two earlier in the year. That certainly could have been a ball game. And when you think about games, not only could they have won some that they lost, but they certainly could have been a little bit closer in some of the other ones. But woulda, shoulda, coulda, Bartlesville out of the playoffs. Now, their game tonight can definitely affect what goes on between Sepulpa and Ponca City. If you're a Sepulpa fan, you obviously just want Bartlesville to go ahead and lose tonight because the Bruins could end up really, you know, screwing over Sepulpa if they win. But anyway, Bartlesville hosting Shawnee tonight.
I'm going to go with the Bruins at home. Now, I know that everybody got kind of excited because Muskogee went down to Shawnee and got beat, but I don't know if that was Muskogee not ready to play. I can't imagine that Shawnee, who's 2-7 and 1-5 in district, that's their only district win against the number two team in that district. But so I think it had more to do with Muskogee than it really did Shawnee. But although sources say that Shawnee has some athletes and they're pretty, you know, they're pretty talented at some of their in the backfield, but I think the Bruins win. They get the last game of the year at home, senior night, and I think the Bruins get a W.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a great game for the Bruins. I think they're going to win, and I think they're going to win this game with a lot of emotions. Obviously, senior night is huge with the passing of our good friend, Coach Rigdon. You know, there's a lot of emotions there. His son Brady's on the team, and those kids have rallied around him, and I've got to see that and see Coach Sport and see those kids rally around Brady as well as the whole family. So a lot of emotions tonight with that game. I think those kids come out and play their hearts out and got a perfect team to play against. I do agree with Coach Bart. I know that Shawnee might be one of the best, you know, 1-8 football teams in the state. So, you know, they're going to have to come play. But I think if you put everything together, the senior night, you know, the emotions of the passing of Coach Rigdon, you know, those kids are going to play hard and they're going to win this game.
By the way, it's Ponca City who Bartlesville can screw over if they win. If Bartlesville wins tonight, Ponca City could theoretically still beat Sepulpa and not make the playoffs. If Ponca City were to beat Sepulpa by less than 9 points and still have Bartlesville win, then Sepulpa would still make it. So that would really be a – you really have a chance to stick it to your, you know, ConocoPhillips Bowl rival, I guess, if you're Bartlesville. Because if Ponca beats Sepulpa by a touchdown tonight, they could still be beat out by the Chieftains for the playoffs if Bartlesville wins this evening. So interesting scenarios there in Class 6A District 2. And
that's always fun. I remember 1 year us getting into the playoffs was determined by another team beating another team. I don't even know what year it was. So
that'll happen.
Somebody had it on their phone up in the press box, so we're coaching our game and asking Coach Hershock, what's the score? What's the score? What's going on? So, because we needed to know whether to get we were playing somebody not very good, and we need to know whether to get our kids out or keep playing, put all the seniors in, let them play their last game, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, fortunately, we won, and we ended up getting in.
Well, interested to see what happens in that one tonight. Let's go to the college games. OSU is idle this week, so let's pick TU and OU. TU plays tonight, a rare Friday night battle, as the 2017 national champion UCF Golden Knights visit H.A. Chapman Stadium tonight. UCF and Tulsa. Coach Barr.
Well, call me crazy, but I think it's going to be a close game. Tulsa always plays everybody close.
Can't win.
Close, but they can't win. And Josh Heupel bringing the Golden Knights to town. UCF has been the flagship school of that conference for some time. They continue to have another great year this year. They got, they lost at Cincinnati, who's ranked, and they may be in top 15 now. I know they were 17 last week.
Yeah, here we go. Lots of Cincinnati football talk on the Green Country Kickoff.
I think UCF wins this game.
No, I don't think they do. I know they do. They're going to come to Tulsa, and they're going to beat them. It may be close. Who knows? Friday night games for college football is that's horrible, and
it's
it's not right for college football to do that. College football or high school football is meant to be played on Friday night.
I agree.
They shouldn't do that. Because how many people – let's say, for instance, that Tulsa was winning, all right, and UCF coming to town, great matchup, all that good stuff. Well, how many people are going to go watch that game and not go watch some high school kids play?
Oh, I know.
So they're going to miss out on people going and watching these high school kids.
I mean, there might be more people at Owosso's game tonight than TU's game.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. I agree with
you. Without a
doubt. Yeah.
I think it's more disservice to Tulsa.
Yeah.
To keep those numbers up, and they have to get that criteria to be, FBS 1 or whatever, and part of that is based on attendance and capacity of your stadium. And like I promise you, if you're a casual football fan for Jinx or Union or, any of those Owosso, you're going to go watch – your high school team play and not Tulsa play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's going to be people there because they want to watch UCF and they want to see Heupel and all that stuff like that. But,
Future Florida State head coach Josh Heupel coaching.
You think
so? Final game at UCF.
Is that what they're saying?
No, I'm just talking. No, I have
that's
no
good
idea.
Talk,
I've heard.
That's
I've heard that though.
Be.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It could be.
I mean, Bob Stoops all but signed the dotted line.
I know what happened there.
Yeah.
The happened? Renegades had to up his salary.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. How about that? The first name mentioned. I mean, there's a reason he left OU. I mean, he was tired and wanted to spend time with his family. And this little gig is just a part-time gig in the, summer or whatever. I mean, he's not going back to that fight.
That's what I mean.
He just stayed at OU. I mean, Florida State is in a. Just a debacle down there right now.
And not only that, but they got rid of their newest head coach after a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So. Right. What about that as inviting? What makes you think, really want to go there?
His son play. He goes watch his son plays at OU every game, and his other son's helping coach him more. So, I mean, there's no way he's leaving.
Yeah, it's silly.
And it's not like he needs the money or he's not continuing to make money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Silly.
And then the other game, number 9, Oklahoma hosting Iowa State. Finally a night game in Norman, 7 o'clock kick tomorrow. Trey Stumpf will be there. He's hyped up about it after he was in Stillwater playing at the tailgates last week.
Is he going to interview
Yeah, I'll give him the mic and see if he can make it down there. Get him on K1TV.com. Exactly. That'd be a nice addition.
Can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be better than those Yahoos and that terrible OU radio broadcast.
Here we go.
So let's go ahead and Coach Bart can pick OU Iowa State.
Oh, Sooners. Coming off a loss. What were they, 9 in the preseason or 10 in the preseason?
How is OU ranked ahead of Baylor, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Really?
How is Clemson ranked ahead of OU?
Because they haven't lost. OU's lost.
Yes, they...
Clemson has not
lost.
Clemson has not lost. They're in the
field. No, they've not lost.
I was talking about Georgia. Georgia, who lost to a bad South Carolina team.
Do you realize that OU has only beaten two teams with a winning record?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's because the Big 12 is so bad.
Oh, yeah, the Big 12 is terrible. But if I was a Baylor fan, I mean, I get it. They're going to play each other, so they'll have a chance to adjudicate that on the field. But, I mean – what criteria are we really – we just need to let a computer pick, right? I mean, because at this point, you're just pitting OU three spots ahead of Baylor because they're OU.
Do you believe that Baylor is better than OU?
No, not at all.
Okay, then what are you griping about?
Because if we're looking at ranking teams, how they stand on November the 5th or whatever date it was, November the 5th when they – the rankings come out, you can't tell me that an OU team that's beaten no one that has one loss should be ranked ahead of a Baylor team that's beaten no one and has no losses. They're the same, except OU's lost and Baylor hasn't. What's the difference?
You've just contradicted yourself. You realize?
Yeah, you did.
You just told
how?
Me. You just told me that
you said
OU is better than Baylor.
Oh, yeah, they probably are, but that shouldn't be. We shouldn't be just deciding who we think is better just because they're going to have a chance to adjudicate it. Like I said, it doesn't matter. But I don't want some committee of people just deciding, well, I think they're better because, you know, OU's usually good and Baylor's not. That's what I think. I think OU will probably win, no question. But if I got to rank a team today based off what they've done and their resume, Baylor's resume today is better than OU's resume today. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah.
I think
maybe you're right, but I mean, you already answered
everybody. Put everybody in the playoffs. Let's just play it.
Yeah, I agree. 64 teams. Let's knock it out.
Start
week one.
And then, you know.
Week one.
Yeah.
Play five games.
I mean, I just don't see how you can look at who these teams have beaten and lost to and tell me that you think OU's resume is better than Baylor's resume. I think OU's a better team, but I don't want Condoleezza Rice deciding in some room in a Dallas hotel that they think OU's better than Baylor, so they're three spots ahead. I think that's silliness.
Hey, how many years are we away from an 18 playoff? Are we 2 years away?
I don't know. I don't know if they'll ever do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're going someday.
They have to.
I think they should.
Yeah.
But, you know, then what are you going to do? To me, I mean, I think the one thing they did get right, I was kind of proud of the committee, was they actually put LSU. They didn't just leave Alabama one because they were Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
They did try to look at the schedule and strength of schedule and who's played who, and they tried to get that right. So I was proud, surprised, but proud of that they did that. But The only chance Oklahoma has, and Herbstreit kept harping on this because I think he thinks they're really good, is that the other teams are going to knock off each other. Mm-hmm. LSU
exactly.
Has to play. Mm-hmm. And some of these teams, you know, Penn State and Oregon or what, have to play, or whoever that.
Well, I think they got to look good, too. I don't think they can just kind of slog through and beat Iowa State by a touchdown.
No, you're right. They're going to have to flog everybody from here on out. And they're going to, so, you know, go
probably
ahead.
Probably so.
It's kind of like basketball. If you're going to lose early, because then you can
flag your way that's back 100% up. Right.
But they've also
– that's not the way it should be.
I think the best Sooners can finish is fifth. I mean, I don't see any way they're going to get in.
It's going to be hard.
They're going to have to. They're going to have some help. Somebody's going to have to lose two.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Somebody above them is going to have to lose two. Because I mean, everybody, all the other guys are going to play each other, but it doesn't matter because if Clemson loses a game, they're still getting in. Alabama loses a game, they're in. LSU loses a game, they're in. And Ohio State loses a game, they're in.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have one of those guys
lose two.
Yeah, you're right.
How about the fact this week that Kyler Murray came out and said the quarterback at LSU was his leading vote getter right now. Is he playing decoy for not just going to vote for Hurts, or is he trying to play, you know, trying to play the politically correct game? Because you know he's voting for Hurts when it gets to the end.
Yeah, you better.
How about Oklahoma State, though? Best three-loss team in the country. Number 23.
Yeah.
For who? I mean, what do you mean?
They weren't even close to being ranked in any of the other two polls. And then the College Football Playoff Committee put them in at number 23.
Yeah. Because of Gundy.
I guess. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
I think it's silly.
Because of T-Boone.
And K-State's 16, which also really doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess they beat OU. I mean, yeah, but they lost by like 17 to us, so we're no good.
K-State, TCU, at TCU this week, is that right?
K-State is at Texas.
At Texas, okay.
Yes, K-State is at Texas. TCU, I saw, is only a 2.5-point underdog, I beg your pardon, against Baylor tomorrow. And TCU is going to have to go with like their walk-on fifth-string quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, they've got nobody to play quarterback. Delton walked off. So he's done. They don't think Duggan might be able to play. Of course, he started last week. But if he doesn't play, their other backups hurt. So they're on their fourth string walk-on quarterback if Duggan can't play tomorrow. And they're only still a 2.5-point underdog at Baylor. an undefeated Baylor team.
That's funny.
That is unbelievable.
Who should be ranked 9th and OU 12th, by the way.
No one believes in Baylor.
I don't either. I'm just saying. I think their resume is better than OU's today.
Today,
it's true. I don't think that it'll end up that way, but if we're ranking the teams today, they haven't lost, and OU has. And OU hadn't beaten anybody.
Here's the real truth in the bottom line. Let's just be honest. You're looking through those orange glasses and such an OU hater. That's the bottom line. Because you say OU's better than Baylor, but Baylor's ranked below OU. So
I've made my case pretty clear.
So the bottom line is you're an OU hater, and you're not being impartial as a true journalist.
True journalist.
Yeah, you're right. I'm Cronkite up here hosting Green Country Kickoff.
Walter Cronkite. Here we go. That's the truth.
All right.
Good luck to all our kids.
All day today. You need to go home and take a nap before the game.
I do. Yeah, I'm grouchy.
He stayed up all night last night.
That's
true. I know.
He did. Studying these teams.
If I worked your hours, I'd be cranky too.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well,
good luck
to
our teams.
Let's
tonight.
Do it. Yeah, we'll do it next week for
Let's
playoffs, too. So
let's do it. Our listeners will be happy.
Guys.
All right. See you guys.
Have a great Friday.
Bye. Yep.